Mambo Press representative Gift Maduro said it is surprising that sales are low even after slashing book prices.
There are a lot of children's books that is on our shelves. It's going for $1 each.
Another bookseller, Rudo Nyabaza of Priority Projects Publishing, concurred, stressing the number of visitors has not yet translated into expected sales.
It's been an exciting and interesting day. It's just started, as you can see. We've had a couple of students coming in from different schools that are looking at the text that we have. In terms of sales, we're yet to see the sales start to trickle in.
Nyabaza said the low sales can also be attributed to lack of advertising by organizers of the book fair.
I think the event is well organized. I'd love to give credit to the organizers because, as you can see, we do have people coming in. Possibly in the future, we would want to advertise more, so more extensively on all forms of media.
But ZIBF board chairman Obey Vute said book fairs have been hit hard by low sales in the last few years due to Zimbabwe's harsh economic environment. Vute said the book fair is not mainly to sell books and the related material, but to explore new markets and opportunities.
That problem of, you know, reduction in terms of the capacity for people to buy when they come to an exhibition has been evident over the years. And you want to appreciate it with this dollarized economy, things have not been so sound in terms of pocket money.
Econet Wireless in Zimbabwe's tent has become the most popular pavilion as it offers an eco-school facility which provides scholars and educators affordable and reliable access to world educational content through their phones. Several activities like workshops are being conducted at the showgrounds. Selous Cornwell Primary School Prefect Ropafadzo Gandari, who participated in a spelling competition, said the fair was fantastic, although she did not make it to the top. The ZIBF is running under the theme Growing the Knowledge Through Research, Writing, Publishing and Reading. It is now open to the public until Saturday. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Atash Goriwa.